Jay DeBlack, y'all don't want
to
be with us.
Welcome back to Keeping It Real.
It hurt me from my heart, Black.
I'm your host,
I gotta Soldier Black. Brother, drag him off the floor and all
that. Here with my trusted co-host, Uncle Frank, along with his wife, and my man, my unk, loving to death. Uncle Mike. OG Mike. All right, OG Mike.
Uncle Spun B. No, I'm going.
Yeah, fuck the program.
we down here.
Uncle Spun B.
We chilling. We keeping it real.
He's sizzling. You know.
We just chilling.
But we chilling. He get up.
Yeah, like we always do.
We work hard all week. Up his butt beat.
I didn't say nothing, Frank. This regular after gear joint.
That's your casual. You know, you worked all week. A man's supposed to treat himself once in a while. Nothing wrong with that.
True fact.
But right
true
now, Spunzy sizzling. Looking like fish grease over there.
We break it up.
I got to pause for a minute because he reminds me of one of my oldest brothers. It touched me from my heart that me and him argue all the time. And maybe the reason is like that, you know what, but it's true. Because, man, every time I look at him, I see Sandboy, man. I swear to God.
Oh, come on. I'm going to
have
love.
This one.
Hey, what the
fuck?
You
got to take a picture. Come on.
No, I ain't taking no picture.
Say, come on now.
Nah.
What you trying to take a picture of?
Nah, not tonight.
We can take a picture.
Lady Sid B is not going to be taking no picture.
No, we sit right here and take a picture.
Not my wife.
We still on air?
Bro, I feel some type of way.
I'm supposed to be the special guest, right?
Yeah, but my wife ain't going to be taking on now.
All right, hold on, Uncle Frank. Chill out. He the special guest.
Tell Fat Beast Road, chill out. All
right, go ahead. What?
Now, he don't threw my government out there. You don't even know me by that name. Let's see. Oh, how we going to do this now, sweetie? Because
it's Friday night, and tomorrow we ain't got nothing to do.
But get
he's stupid.
I gotta put on my bed at night. I gotta put on my glasses.
Uh-oh.
Nah, I gotta put on my disguise.
Nah. I just got paid.
We ain't giving her that handle. Because we ain't come across that line yet.
She's
still going to be Miss Kirstner. Because when I get...
Excuse me, we're going to go to a commercial real quick.
When I get with that... she's going to respect that name, bro.
What, that McCord?
That McCord carries a lot of weight.
No doubt.
I'm serious about my last name. You might give somebody the name, but when I give it to them, they got to have the stamp. A stamp is said, when you get them the stamp... The last woman I gave that stamp, and what happened? I got cut twice.
Hey, look.
More than that.
Uncle Frank, where the stamp go?
I didn't ask you all that shit.
Uncle Frank, where the stamp go?
Now, Brother Jamal, you're asking a little too much now. Already.
No.
I already told you I've been marked.
Hold on.
How did we get this? We supposed to be on Spun.
Hold on. Where the stamp go?
Hold on,
because you said so. No. Where do the stamp go?
Black, he the host. How you come?
Huh?
He got a couple of them.
What?
Damn.
He got one up here, and then he got one here.
Oh, God. What?
No,
I know
Black,
you want
Black,
to go
Black,
up there, man.
There,
guess what?
Black, he gonna be like, I'm not going.
She ain't gotta come get me.
Black. Don't go with him, Black.
I'm not going nowhere.
Black, you got some work down there, Black.
You don't want to come chill with me?
No.
Black's a married man. Black can't go to no doghouse.
I'm not going nowhere,
unless
bro.
Unless he's going to be in the doghouse.
I'm going. The doghouse is the house.
There you go, Brother Jamal.
The doghouse is the house, bro.
Jamal is happy at home. He got a wife and three kids.
That is the house. The doghouse is the house.
Jamal know him in that scooter. They gotta make one turn, Mike, and they gonna make all right turns.
I made two turns.
Boop. And they all Doop. Right turns.
And I'm home.
Anything beside that?
No.
I don't know nothing.
13 years old, Mike.
I'm cool, bro.
No, this is crazy. No, silly.
The boy is 13.
Yeah, this is wild. See, I seen this.
Something that I can't.
Okay, we gotta pause this for a second.
No, we ain't pausing.
Nah, this is crazy.
13-year-old charged with murder for killing this young 18-year-old girl. 14? No, no. The girl was 18 years old. She was a freshman in college.
And the boy on the 13 years old.
That killed her.
Barnard freshman Tessa Majors, the 18-year-old, murdered Wednesday night.
She's
18. Yeah, turn up. Sorry,
the first arrest today,
she's 18.
Just 13 years old, appearing before a family court judge, charged as a minor with murder, robbery, and weapons possession. Sources say the teen lives just 3 blocks away from the brutal murder, and that he made statements implicating himself, a 14-year-old boy who police are questioning, and a 13 who is believed to be the killer, but has not been located.
So it looks like it happened in Charlotte, possibly.
Investigators believe the 13-year-old picked up the knife and gave it to the other teen. He was in possession of a knife when police found him, but it is unclear if it was the murder weapon. Authorities say the teen's statements match what detectives saw in surveillance video from inside Morningside Park. The suspects are believed to have gotten away with the victim's bag, which cops have not found, but they dropped her cell phone, which is how police identified her. Mortally wounded, stabbed multiple times, she somehow managed to stagger up the steep staircase and exit the park, only to collapse in front of a school security booth where a guard found her. This, as we are learning more about Major's hopes and dreams, this was her last May on a podcast, young and full of promise.
I'm going to Barnard in New York City, South Street from Columbia. It's an all-girls school. I'm really excited about that.
Meanwhile, in Charlottesville, Virginia, a music shop owner remembering her love for music.
She just was having an inability to put herself out there and just do it.
Chef Stacy says Majors took lessons at his shop since middle school.
He thinks she did right, and she did it with a really positive attitude, and everybody who was around her loved her.
Now, as for the teen arrested today, sources say his aunt is maintaining her nephew's innocence to detectives. He is being held without bail. He's due back in court on Tuesday. Reporting live in Lower Manhattan, Stefan Kim, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
Stefan, thank you. Also in Manhattan, a crash tonight between a police SUV and a livery van. 4 people hurt in the collision.
Damn, man.
Now I'm thinking, no. See, now you're getting more information. I think the 13-year-old found the knife. And then when they rolled up, he had the knife in his hand. I don't even think the 13-year-old is the killer.
Fingerprints.
I don't know, man. Them dudes is crazy. They gonna be able to tell, though.
But look how they...
Now, look, here go these dudes right here.
It's more behind that.
And we got an episode called The Jersey City Massacre. Go check that out.
Look how they got them guns that easy.
Yeah, the story's unfolding.
No, the boy was in the military.
That's what I'm saying. It's unfolding. We find out more and more.
He done got this, Michael. He done got this 9mm semi-automatic.
I better be out of my home early.
And they said the way he used that gun, like he knew what the hell he was doing.
That funeral was packed from Montgomery. He had been shot in the head.
The impeachment of President Donald J. Trump taking a large step towards reality
at 3 p.m.
tonight. The House Judiciary Committee passing 2 articles of impeachment for a full House vote next Wednesday. The president expected to be impeached for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. After that, the trial of President Trump would be held by the Senate. That'll happen next month.
Today is a solemn,
hey, put that one up.
Sad day.
To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
The president says he wants a lengthy trial with witnesses, including the whistleblower. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell brags about working with Mr. Trump's lawyers over this. Seems more inclined to get it over and done.
What do they mean?
Speaking of the president, it looks like Mr. Trump won't have to release any of his financial documents or other tax documents before summer. Supreme Court announcing tonight that it will hear three cases.
Only a tip.
Two of them
stem
from congressional investigation. March and then release a ruling later in less than a week before the next presidential debate. Democratic candidates who qualified are tonight saying they will not cross a picket line to participate in the debate. That debate scheduled to take place next Thursday at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Right now, 150 workers who prepare and serve meals at the university are on strike. Candidates tweeting or releasing statements saying they stand with the unions. Intensely dramatic police body cam video released tonight of a confrontation with an armed suspect that ended with his death and the death by friendly fire of a New York cop.
By friendly fire. Fellow
officers as he wrestled with the suspect last September in the Bronx. The video showing just
he tried to shoot the suspect and shot his partner.
Yeah, how the hell?
Hey, yo. What the look?
The NYPD body cam video shows a violent struggle and officers in pursuit of a suspect, Antonio Williams, who ends up on the ground fighting for the gun of Officer Brian Mulkeen. It was September 29th, and 33-year-old Officer Mulkeen was on patrol with his undercover gang unit after a shootout between two groups of men just a few nights earlier at the Edenwald houses in the Bronx. When they see Antonio Williams, who runs,
like you almost kill your
Mulkeen
partner, you don't
chase.
Even know.
The video from a second officer's body camera shows Williams running.
You try and shoot the dude. You shot
Mulkeen
your partner.
He heard yelling. Mulkeen's gun goes off. At that moment, a second unit arrives and three other officers fire their weapons from a position across the lawn.
Well, he's still running.
Shown on their body cameras.
During the discharge, Police Officer Mulkeen and Mr. Williams were struck by rounds discharged by the officers.
It was Mulkeen's final moments. In total, six officers, including Mulkeen, fired 15 shots. Police say Williams was in possession of this loaded .32-caliber revolver that never fired. Neither Mulkeen or Williams survived. The NYPD is still conducting interviews and waiting on forensic evidence. Their complete investigation could take 1 year.
They just start shooting at everything. That's what happened. Yeah, they just start shooting at everything.
Adorable dog and the man who snatched it from a car.
Crazy.
A 28-year-old woman left this 6-year-old toy poodle.
That's a lawsuit for everybody.
In Chinatown, a man that opened the car took the dog.
That's crazy, man. Now dudes are snatching dogs.
Oh yeah, but they know them expensive dogs. They selling them dogs.
Man, he's snatching them dogs.
I got one. I bring them to the park.
They tired. They don't want a damn dog out.
Need to give
them to my dog. He had the dog. Hold on, though.
She had to feed the dog.
Wait, hold on, though. He had the dog in the bag across his chest like it was his.
I told you to put it up for me. Come here.
No, we try to give you one. You don't want it.
What are you talking about?
He's back online.
He tried to put him on the air. He in his own way. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Yo.
Hey, yo.
He don't want the medicine. He don't want it.
What bear? Oh, that's his bear?
Yo, I'm on my way to serve Sunday. Right? I'm going to serve Sunday.
Didn't I tell you that city? Did I tell you?
No.
Go to church. Yeah, I'm going to serve Sunday, yo.
Let me see one of them shoes. These is nice though. I like these, bro.
This is hot.
Yeah, I like these. These ain't.
No.
I don't know how they gonna feel.
Like, they nothing better than the ones in the box upstairs, though.
No, right. Well, that's what I want right here.
Man, go get the ones in the box upstairs. He keep talking about.
Why?
No, because you know why. You know why. His foot is not that big. He wants something to fit him.
Huh?
I didn't know Michael Foot was that small though, man. No, see, oh, no, this is better. This is a better shoe. Look what you got in the bottom of that shoe. And if this came with that shoe, bro, if this came with that shoe, you're going to feel comfortable with your mom.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was looking at. Like right here.
No, no, this is a better shoe.
Black. Black.
She has made.
Black.
Word.
But look, watch what I'm rocking with. Watch what you see me suddenly.
But you got to wear dress socks with them, Mike.
Black. Like, I don't know that. I'm gonna put on two pairs of flip flops.
My son got the other shoes.
Now you seen the shoes I had?
Now you
gave me the
fuck away.
Now little Uncle Frank.
You seen the shoes I had? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you see that? We gotta do it the right way. No. Those are something else.
That's something different,
though, bro.
Now.
We're going
on the air. Let's stop it.
We still on the air. Look.
We on the air.
Yo, no, bro.
The air. No.
You can't do that. Like I told you. Last night.
Oh, we on air. Look, look. What the hell?
I'm tired of all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no, was that? You know he's going to air now.
Wait. Well, I had to say ho. All right,
you gotta delete that sentence.
No, we're picking up half of this to connect to that. But he didn't tell me we was on the air. No, you gonna drink the beer, Mike, for real?
Yeah, for real.
It's right there.
Right. The normal drink.
He will come back down, and he don't care even if it's hot. Mike will still drink it. I don't know how he do it.
It's in my blood, Frank. He know what I'm talking about, Black. He know exactly what I'm talking about.
I was a little pissed off today because I had to cuss him out. She went over there. I don't know what it was about. So, you know, lately, I ain't been getting no coffee for him. So now he feels some type of way. Because Louie been coming early. So Danny been going over there, Mike, to Louie and getting the coffee for me.
Danny say hi now.
Oh, I got you a ginger ale. That's what it was.
No. So let me tell you what happened with that. It wasn't that. So Danny went over there. I came out on the porch, sat there with him for a little while. So Danny said, did you eat something? I said, no, I'm cold, Danny. I said, I'm going to warm up a little soup. Now, I see how he do his people. He fixed Danny a nice sandwich, Mike. He didn't try to skin the meat off.
Frank, that's why I'm messing with mommy.
No.
That's why he don't like me.
No, so I didn't like how whatever.
Yeah, mommy looks out for me.
Like, even though I get credit from him.
Look, listen, I watch.
No, look. I get credit, but I pay my shit every week, right?
No, but somebody told
me. He don't like that shit, right?
No, Mike. But somebody told me, too. They said, do you want a nice sandwich? They said, mommy.
Go to the wife.
See, but I didn't know that. But somebody said.
But I speak. Look, listen, I speak a little bit of Spanish.
No, but mommy's showing the girl now. Mommy's showing the girl. Only reason I don't mess with the girl when I was trying to get the kids involved in something, mommy thought I was trying to deport the ass. I send the applications over there. Mommy looked at me. She don't call Jose. No, he haven't. He and my kid been in. I called 911.
She got scared.
They would take you before me. So I gave Jose my card that I gave you.
Yeah.
Something else, he said no. But why he want my kids? I said this stupid bitch. She thought, look,
Jose is crazy, man.
I think what happened. Look now. I want you on my phone here. I think what happened when mommy first came over, Mike. I don't think Poppy came over with them when they first came here. Because now I noticed something. Right, son? Now I noticed something.
Like he was already here.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
They was like,
you don't know.
driving pretty well for a very rainy night. A lot of brake lights, because the lights are red right now. And of course, all the trouble is coming right around the corner. Hopefully, it's not a night like this.
No.
Northeast wind at 13. Temperatures in the low 50s overnight. So nearly 7/10 of an inch of rainfall right now.
No, I can wait.
The entire day isn't all that bad. I'll explain. First of all, we'll get rid of the heaviest rain by daybreak. Then it'll just be off and on showery. There'll be times where it's just 50s and cloudy and it doesn't feel all that bad. You can travel, no problems, watch out for standing water.
Hey, wait about it.
He said he $30 in a hole.
He don't even know what to see the jet
digging out. We talking about Uncle Mike, y'all. He stepped off for a second.
And he said, Paul was still from himself. That's what he doing.
But, you know what? I'm gonna drink this.
The top of this today, I will community, our society, bro. Our God above, please pray for us and keep us in your prayers at all times. Because right now we're going through a tragedy thing, but I'm gonna tell you something right now.
You know what you need to do?
We never thought.
Again,
we
send our condolences to the families who lost family members in that tragedy that took place up here in Jersey City.
Right here in our vicinity.
Yeah.
A couple of blocks away, and we thinking that it's just
our pastor,
a drug thing.
Pastor.
It was a whole other situation going on.
Remember? Yeah.
Pastor just got back in the car.
And Joe won.
And they told him the people, the inspectors was not coming. That could have been that pastor inside that church. So I'm going to give my prayers to my Lord above that looks down for us every day, because I know there's no day promised to us, bro. And I know we all got to go. But what took place... I'm right now. I'm stung myself, and I don't believe it. I'm still looking at this like this is non-sightful, but it's not. It's reality, my brother. Brother Jamal, we are involved in a lot of things right here in JC.
But look, listen, just
they don't even know what's going on.
But look, listen, it ain't just that though. But just think about what is this country coming to, bro?
Thank you.
Where people is just running around doing this type of stuff.
With all this domestic violence.
Like.
All this killing.
Why? Mass killings.
When we start running up in schools, bro.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, where that? And.
Sacred Heart just went back to school today.
Hold on. Because this is going to have to be a whole another different episode.
We are condemning. We are.